what shapes your thinking. Because thinking is vital. Thinking is what affects your behavior. Behavior is what affects your lifestyle. Lifestyle is what affects your destiny.
This is Straight Talk.
You're listening to Straight Talk Radio, and I'm your host, Joshua Hollick. I'm here with Pastor Mark Jobe from New Life Community Church. Pastor Mark, this message in the book of James called Where Does It Come From? You're going to talk to us about how do we know if the basis we're making our decisions on is from God or some other place. What a practical thing for us today. What is this message about?
James, always so practical. So he's talked about the tongue last week. This week, he's talking about wisdom. Where does our wisdom come from? And basically, James says there's two sources of wisdom. One is from above, and one is from below. Now, the wisdom from below disguises itself in a friend that's got a Bud Light in their hand saying, let me give you a piece of advice. Or even someone that's a little bit more disguised, and maybe they have achieved success in their life, but at the cost of their integrity. And so James is saying, hey, you need to distinguish whether wisdom is from above or from below, because if you buy into the wisdom that's from below, it's going to lead you to a place of destruction. He even calls it demonic. And so I see a lot of Christians that struggle with discerning. Even some of the sayings that I've heard Christians throw around that come from popular psychology, not from the Word of God, and the root is not based in biblical truth. And so James is telling us, here's the threefold test to be able to tell whether this wisdom is from above or from below.
And so we should ask ourselves, when we're hearing certain advice, we should ask ourselves what?
Well, there's three questions. One, does this wisdom come from a person that's living it out? Two, does this wisdom create an atmosphere of order and integrity? And number three, does this wisdom bring a harvest of godly change?
Let's hear the rest of this message. It's called Where Does It Come From? James chapter 3.
Today I want to talk to you about where does it come from? Where does it come from? Because where it comes from matters. Let me tell you a little story to illustrate this. Many of you know that my parents were missionaries in Chile and in Spain for many, many years. Before they went to Chile and Spain, they had to learn the Spanish language, and so they went to a language school in San Jose, Costa Rica. I was 6 months old when they left this country. And my brother was about 18 months old when they left this country and went without knowing any Spanish, went to a Spanish-speaking country, and I learned to say my first word ever in Costa Rica. That word was papaya. But while we were there, my parents, while they were at language school, they hired a nanny basically to watch the kids while they studied Spanish. Her name was Rosie. They discovered later on that Rosie wasn't the best at watching kids. It appears that she would clean the house and just kind of let my brother, who was under a year old, just kind of wander out in the street while she was cleaning the house. But my mother, when she came back home, she noticed something about my brother. He was always chewing a piece of gum. And she would ask him, Bobby, where did you get that piece of gum? And he just, no, over there. And she figured a neighbor gave it to him or that Rosie was giving him. But every day that she came back, it was a piece of gum with a different flavor. Strawberry, banana, mint, just a different piece of gum. And she just assumed, hey, he's getting it from Rosie. She's just rewarding him. And one day, she was out getting groceries with my brother, who was under 2 years old, and she decided to stop by the newspaper stand, the kiosk, and buy a newspaper. Well, my brother, Bobby, who was about this high, was standing next to her, and he pulled on her skirt, and he said, Mommy, Mommy. And she said, Yes, Bobby. He pointed up, and he said, Gum, gum. And she said, Gum? What are you talking about? And then she looked under the counter. And there it was. Strawberry, mint, every flavor that you could imagine. Right at the eye level of a two-year-old. And so he would go and choose, I want this piece today, already chewed on, of course, so it wasn't so hard. The flavor wasn't always as great. And he would come back chewing other people's gum. That's pretty nasty. I've told him we should check him for multiple diseases. Not sure if we've done that yet. But where it comes from matters. It matters where you get it from. How about it? It matters where it matters where you get your boyfriend from. It does matter. Hey, it matters where that food that's been in the refrigerator for a few days, where did that food come from? It matters. It matters where that money came from that you found on the couch. Yeah, it matters where it's been and where it's come from. James, in James chapter 3, is telling us that it really matters where you get your thinking, what shapes your thinking, and where your thoughts come from. And James is telling us what shapes your thinking, because thinking is vital. Thinking is what affects your behavior. Behavior is what affects your lifestyle. Lifestyle is what affects your destiny. A lot of us have thoughts that come to our mind that are coming from different places. We're influenced by different thought patterns, value systems. And I want to ask you this question. Where are you getting your thinking from today? Because where you get your thinking from really matters. So I want you to turn to James chapter 3. We're going to be reading verses 13 through 18 as we look at what it means in the Word of God to know where our thoughts come from. I'm going to start reading in James chapter 3 out of the New International Version. It says, "Who is wise and understanding among you? Let them show it by their good life, by deeds done in humility that come from wisdom. But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but it's earthly, unspiritual, and even demonic. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder and every evil practice. But the wisdom that comes from heaven," the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere, peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness. Word of the Lord. So today I want to talk to you about really the key to a good life. And the key to a good life, that's what he talks about there. He says those that have wisdom that comes from heaven end up showing it in a good life that they live. The key to a good life here is, where do you get your thinking from? Where does your wisdom come from? And I want to help you take a closer look at three areas to determine where your wisdom is coming from. You may be surprised. So there are three areas that I want us to look at. Number one, I want you to evaluate the track record that you are leaving. Number two, I want you to evaluate the culture that you are creating. And number three, I want you to evaluate the harvest that you are reaping. Okay? Three things found in James chapter 3 to determine where you're getting your wisdom from, your thinking process from. James says this, he poses this question to these believers that were primarily Jewish believers that were scattered about. This is the first book written in the New Testament. So they're getting this letter. And there seems to be that there was an argument happening in the church in those days about who was wise. I think there were people that were stepping up and saying, well, I'm full of wisdom. Other people are saying, no, I'm wiser than you are. And so James asked this question, who is wise and understanding among you? It's almost like when a teacher asks a class and people start raising their hands, me. And James challenges the people that said that they were wise, and he says, let them show it by their good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. So the first thing that James is asking is, hey, who is really wise, and where does wisdom come from? When I say the word wisdom, by the way, I want to make sure you understand what I'm talking about. Wisdom in the dictionary is defined by the ability to discern or judge what is true, right, or lasting. I look at wisdom, and wisdom is about how a person lives and the values that guide them. It's about what helps you make decisions to lead a good life in line with God's plan. That's wisdom. How many of you know that you can be very smart but lack wisdom? How many of you know that your IQ does not determine your wisdom? Have you ever run into someone that's very, very smart in one area but extremely dumb in life? You think, how could you be so smart and lack common sense? Anybody that's raised a teenager knows that sometimes. Well, some of you have teenage kids, and they're bright. I mean, when you have a problem with your cell phone, your smartphone, you hand it over to your 14-year-old and you say, hey, could you figure this out? I don't know how to download that app. Could you tell me how to do this? I've lost my password. Could you find it? And in 5 seconds, they're figuring that out, figuring your GPS out. I mean, they're incredibly smart in some areas, and they can really know how to download a complicated app. In seconds, they can figure it out. But sometimes they have problems figuring out why they shouldn't be hanging out with the pot-smoking, drug-dealing friend at school. It's like, how could you be so smart in some areas but lack so much wisdom in other areas?
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Jobe in a moment. You are listening to a Straight Talk message entitled, Where Does It Come From?, which is from Pastor Mark's series called James, Faith That Works. After the broadcast, I'll tell you more about how you can get a free copy of our message and give you information regarding Pastor Mark's ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark. We're in the book of James, and our message tonight is called, Where Does It Come From?
So wisdom has nothing to do with IQ. Wisdom has nothing to do with knowledge. You can have a lot of book knowledge and lack wisdom. There are people that have never gone to school, do not have a grade school education or high school education, but yet they ooze wisdom when they speak. They have common sense and a godliness and a discernment and ability to make right choices in their life because they are full of wisdom. Now, I believe in education. I graduated from high school, and I have a BA degree from college, and I went on to get my master's, and I actually have a doctorate degree. But let me tell you something. Just because I have several degrees doesn't guarantee that I have wisdom. I've been around education, and I've seen people with degrees that are making foolish decisions over and over in their marriage, in their relationships, in their choices, in their values, because they have a lot of head knowledge, but they lack godly wisdom. And so what James is saying is some of you are boasting about how wise you are, but really, you want to find out someone that's wise. You want to find out if you really have wisdom. Look at your track record. And he says this. In essence, he says, let them show it by their good life. Let them show it by their good life. He's rebuking people that were giving lectures, and he's saying, wisdom is not about good sounding principles and insights and a lengthy vocabulary in people's mouth. Wisdom is about how someone lives their life. You want to see if someone has wisdom? Ask yourself this, what's their track record? How have they been living their life? Because the sum of your decisions about who you marry and who you date and how you manage your money and what you believe about God and decisions that you make in your life, they show us whether you really have wisdom or not. And he says, let them show it by their good life, by deeds done in humility that come from wisdom. You see, the Bible says that knowledge puffs up, but love edifies. There's a danger as you gain knowledge, that you may gain knowledge but not wisdom. There's a danger when you have knowledge but you don't have life experience, because you could gain a lot of head knowledge but become puffed up in pride and actually not operate in wisdom. I was thinking about wisdom, and I was thinking about a few people that I consider to be very wise. One of them is my mother. I just was able to spend a couple of weeks with her, staying at her house. And my mom's almost 80 years old. I keep telling her she's 80 already. She says, don't push it. It's next year. It's in September. She's almost 80 years old. She's not a speaker. She's not a lecturer. She's uncomfortable in the public eye. She's never been someone to be on the platform or want to give advice freely. But yet, people flock to my mother left and right. I mean, people all over Spain and other parts of the world, that when I mention my mother, they say, oh, your mother. I was like, yeah, she's my mother. And come to her for wisdom. Why? Not because of her fancy words, not because of her degrees, but because they've seen a woman that's consistently lived out a life that is in sync with her beliefs. They've seen the pattern of it in her life. And I think I found the key to part of her wisdom. Every morning she gets up and she's got a system down. I see her in the kitchen with her little glasses on. Her Bible's in front of her and her notebook's beside her. She reads a proverb every day because it's the book of wisdom. She reads out of the New Testament, she reads out of the Old Testament, and she always reads a chapter from Revelation. I ask her, Mom, why do you read a chapter from Revelation? She said, I just want to be reminded that the end is coming soon. I go, okay, I got it. So wisdom comes not by knowledge that we've gained through reading a lot of books, but wisdom comes by life experiences, and it's shown in the track record that we leave behind us. So that's the first evaluation. If you're asking yourself, do I have wisdom? Ask yourself this question. What's my track record look like? What is the sum of the decisions that I've been making? How does that look in my marriage, in my family, with my children, in my life? Am I operating with godly wisdom? Because then he goes on to say in the same passage, he says it's done by humility that comes from wisdom. Now, humility, literally the word here, humility, is the word meekness. Now, I don't like the word meekness. I've never liked the word meekness. I grew up as a young man wanting to make a difference in the world. And when I read that one of the fruits of the Spirit is meekness, I was like, I don't know if I want to be meek. Because meek in my mind sounded wimpy and weak and unable to raise their voice. And so I aspire to be meek. That was never one of my goals. But really, if you understand what meekness means, it's not weakness. It's not being insecure. Meekness means strength under control. It's the same word that's used of a horse that's tamed, which is powerful but yet submissive. That's what meekness means. Meekness means that you have power and strength, but you learn to control it and not abuse it and not push it, that you've tempered your tongue, that you operate in discipline. You have strength, but you've learned how to manage your strength in the right way. And so that's exactly what James is saying, is that when someone has wisdom, they'll show it by their good life, by deeds done in humility that comes from wisdom. Number two, not only do you need to look at your track record, But secondly, you need to evaluate the culture that you're creating. Look at what it says in verse 14. But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come from heaven. Now he says there's two types of wisdom, one that comes from heaven and one that comes from below. Such wisdom doesn't come from heaven, but it's earthly, unspiritual, and even demonic. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you will find disorder and every evil practice. So the second thing that the Apostle James tells us is that if you want to know if you have wisdom, ask yourself what culture you are creating in your marriage, in your family, in your life. What is the culture that you're creating? And he describes the fact that there are two heart issues that keep you from wisdom. If you have envy, literally translated in the Greek, the word is zeal. Zeal for gaining possession. Zeal that is your zeal that competes with other people. If you have envy or selfish ambition, this is the idea of I'm striving against other people. So if you have zeal and strife, or envy and selfish ambition, it'll always create a culture of disorder and waste around you. And that's exactly what James says. That if in your heart you have these things, it'll battle against wisdom. And he says such wisdom does not come from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, and demonic. How many of you know that some of the things that we think are wise, counsel that comes from out there isn't really wise counsel from God? There's a lot of people that have advice. There's a lot of self-help books out there. There's a lot of people that want to give you their wisdom, but you have to ask yourself this question: where is that wisdom coming from? Because not all wisdom, not all so-called wisdom is from God. There are certain so-called wisdom that are straight from the pit of hell, that are carnal, unspiritual, and many believers sometimes buy into those ways of thinking that it's in the Bible because they haven't checked what's the source of this wisdom. You see, it's important to ask yourself this question: where does it come from? Just like my brother's gum came from a nasty place, sometimes the thoughts that have shaped your life come from a nasty place. One of the first things that I look to when I get a letter, go to the mailbox, open it up. I don't know about you, but when I get a letter, the first thing I look at is, where did it come from? If it's a letter that came from my mother, she still writes letters and cards, by the way, then I know it's going to be a card, and if it's a birthday, there's going to be money inside. She still sends money. If I look at a letter, and up in the corner it says IRS, I don't even want to open it. Now, recently, someone told me that they were leading a camp with high schoolers, and they asked them to write a letter, put it in an envelope, and address it to themselves. And the camp counselor said most of the kids did not know how to put their address on the center of the envelope and write a return address because they don't write letters. They do it. It's all via electronics. But if you've been around for a while and you get mail, the first place that you look is, where did this come from? There's a little place up in the box there that tells us who the sender is. And so you need to ask yourself, when you get pieces of wisdom, when instruction comes your way, when thoughts come your way, when you hear something that sounds pretty well, you need to ask yourself this question: where is that coming from? Because you could be getting something that's going to damage your life because you haven't checked what is the source, where did it come from? And so it is with the Bible. In fact, James is saying that some so-called wisdom that sounds like it's good, that sounds like it helps our life, can actually lead you down a bad rabbit hole into destruction.
You've been listening to Pastor Mark Jobe's Straight Talk series called James, Faith That Works. Tonight was the first half of his message called Where Does It Come From? Please do join us again tomorrow for the second half. As I mentioned earlier, if you'd like to have a copy of this message, you can download it for free with our Straight Talk app. Just log on to PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe, J-O-B-E.com. There you will also find other helpful tools to help you in your walk with God. If you'd prefer to have a CD of the message, just contact our office at 773-585-3300. That's 773-585-3300. CDs are only $5 plus shipping, and Pastor Mark's book, called Unstuck, is also available for just $10 plus shipping. If you're looking for a home church, we invite you to check out one of our 25 New Life locations in and around Chicagoland. Just log on to newlifechicago.org. That's newlifechicago.org. We would love to meet you. Well, that's it for Pastor Mark, our Straight Talk team, and myself for the evening. Thank you so much for listening. Please do have a great night and join us again tomorrow for the second half of Pastor Mark's message, Where Does It Come From? God bless.